Coming to you live from Central Texas, it's Let's Talk with your host, Eric Jackson. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the great conversation. And now, here's the host of Let's Talk, Eric Jackson! Good afternoon. It's Thursday. That's what I'm talking about, y'all. It's Thursday. One more day before Friday. And then you know we'll come after Friday, Saturday, right? The weekend is getting closer. That's right. Good afternoon. You're listening to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And today we have another great and outstanding show for you. And hope you're going to learn something. Yeah, today we're going to be talking about what is communication. And it's not as blah as y'all think it's going to be. I'm telling you. But we're going to get into that in a minute. That's right, we're going to get into that to a minute. You know what? Let me tell you something. It's good to be alive. Y'all know that, man? I tell you. You know, sometimes you just have to stop, take a look, and say thank you. Because a lot of people didn't make it today. That's right. So, you know, hey, when you get a chance, tell somebody thank you. You know who you need to tell thank you. Right? Right. All right. Now, since we're here, today we're supposed to be broadcasting live from our little barbecue joint that sponsors the show. But because the weather is quite windy, we're going to put that off for another time, probably next week sometime. So stand by, because we're going to really go. I want y'all to actually listen to Mr. Cheers, you know, because, hey, he got some good things to tell you about his shop and just life in general. But anyway, up until then, we're going to go ahead and get this commercial out of the way. And when we come back, we're going to go ahead and start off with the show. And I'll see y'all in about a minute and 30 seconds. Don't go nowhere.
Hey, Colleen Fort Hood, are you looking for some down-home smoked barbecue? Meat so tender it falls off the bone? If so, I have the perfect place for you. Taste Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar, located at 1015 Adams Avenue, just 2 minutes from the Fort Hood East Gate. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. The menu includes barbecue ribs, chicken, mouth-watering brisket, macaroni and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, baked beans, collard greens, rice and beans. They also have regular tea. They also have Kool-Aid. Yes, y'all, Kool-Aid, the red Kool-Aid. You hear me? Oh, yeah, and all the food is prepared daily. That's what I'm talking about. You have trouble getting off of work and going to sit down and eat, no problem. They take calling orders. Just give them a call, 254-213-9660. Tastes Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar. Woo! Barbecue so good, makes you want to come back for more. Check them out.
All right, y'all. That's Tastes Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar. Hey, the barbecue is delicious. You hear me? I had it for breakfast, for lunch yesterday. I guess you say brunch. Hey, but it's on point, man. I tell you, hey, if you're in the area, make sure you stop by and give Chiz a visit. You know, he is a veteran and African-American, and we need to support our own. Now, hey, Supreme, I see you there, man. Now, like I always do every day before we get really into the show, I want to talk about some things that's going on in the world. And you know what? You know, yesterday I did a thing about Washington State and Colorado legalizing the use of recreational use of marijuana and the weed, as y'all say. Now, here's the thing about this. And, you know, I was watching a show this morning, and they brought up a very, very good point. Now, even though it has been made legal in these states to have at least 1 ounce of marijuana. Oh, boy, an ounce of marijuana, boy, that's a whole lot. But you know what you can do with that. But anyway, here's my question. Now, in both of these states, they do have professional sports teams, right? Right. Now, here's my question. If it's legal in the state, but the NFL and the NBA and all them say it's illegal, so what happens? What rule do they follow? Plus, the other question is, even though the state says good, the federal government says marijuana is illegal. So how are they going to handle that? You know, sounds like a dilemma that somebody's going to have to really take a look at. You know, does the state law override the federal? Does the federal law override the state? Does the NBA or the sports league override all of it? Interesting. I'm sure we'll come up with something. We always do. I tell you, this place they call America is a wonderful thing. Hey, Ms. Turner, Supreme and Stan, I see y'all out there. Guest 2813, I see you. Thank you for joining the show today. Hey, now if you want to join the conversation, no problem. Give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com, or you can join me on the chat room. Just sign in to your local media site, whether it's Facebook, MySpace, Booty, whatever it is. Just sign in and jump in the chat room. We have some great conversations there as well. Okay, now that we now have all that out the way, here we come. Here we come. The topic of the day is, what is communication? Now, before I get, you know, some of y'all get the giggling and caring on and showing me how really, really smart you are, let me go ahead and kind of bring this into where I wanted to go today. All right? Now, look, we know what communicate mean, right? To make known, to cause others to partake or share something. Now, we're going to take the communication, the act of transmitting ideas through writing or speech, the means to transmit messages between person or places. Okay, that's communication. As per the Webster Dictionary. Now, this is what I want to talk about today when I say communication. I want to know, what is communication to a man and what is communication to a woman? Because apparently, those are two separate things. And y'all know what I'm talking about. Those are two separate things. So how can we get everybody on the same sheet of music to where everybody agree that what communication is? And I know some of y'all are like, what the heck is he talking about? Here's an example. Okay. Say a man and a woman having a conversation. And the man says, honey, I'm going up here to Hooters to watch the football games. You know, since he don't have the channels to watch it at home, he's going to go up here where he can actually see the game. Now, that's what the man says. This is what the woman hears. Honey, I'm going up here to look at all these girls with these big titties and little booties and these little tight shorts. Now, that's what the woman hears. And y'all know I'm not telling no lie. Y'all know it's true. So automatically, you got attitude started and an argument over something simple. Right? Right. Now, on the same token, we're going to do it like this. Let's say a woman tells her other half, honey, me and the girls going to hang. Now, what the man hears is, honey, we going out looking for another man because you ain't giving me what I need at home. So, and you know what? That's the problem we have with communication between the men and the women. So what we need to do is go ahead and get it together and see what we got going on. All right? So there. I mean, those are just small examples. And I see my phone lines are already on fire. I told y'all this is going to be a good one today. In the chat room say, that's a small-minded woman. I guess so. But it happens. And you know that's the way it happens. So let me get these two individuals on the line here, and we're going to see what's going on.
Hey,
good afternoon.
Stan,
I'm doing fine. What's going on, Stan?
Not bad, not bad. Oh. Communication. Oh, boy.
Well, wait before you get started. Let me get my other call on here so we can all get this in this together, all right?
No problem.
Good afternoon. You're on Let's Talk. What's on your mind?
You know who this is.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Stan. What's up?
Boy, I tell you, hey, that's the long-lost Ranger right there. Ain't seen Joe in a long time.
How you guys doing?
Oh, we doing, man. We doing.
I'll just sit back and listen to Stan, and then I'll jump in when he's finished about 10, 15 minutes from now.
Oh, boy.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. All right, Stan. Tell me what you think about this thing called communication between a man and woman. Why is it so different? Why are we hear different things?
Because men or women are assuming things that are not true. Communication is about honesty. There's no honesty between both people. There's no communication with them. So when you're assuming things that's not even true in your head, and you're not telling it to your partner, oh, by the way, if you're going to that place, I'm a little bit scared that maybe you're going to be looking at other women. That's assuming that that's the woman, what she thinks. And if she doesn't say that and doesn't communicate that to her man, that means she has trust issue with the man, or she doesn't believe in him, or she doesn't want to be honest with him. That's communication. Communication is about telling what you feel inside and saying it in a respectable way with honesty. And if a man or a woman doesn't do that, how the hell am I supposed to know what you have in your mind? You don't even say it.
In other words, like I like to say, we're not mind readers, right? There's no mind readers, correct?
Yeah, we're not mind readers. We're not. And if you feel as a woman that, like I'm telling you, like you took your example, I want to go to the football game with the boys at whatever bar. And as a woman, you feel a little bit scared because deep in your heart, you feel that, oh, he's going to look at other women. Or he's going to be with other women and I don't like it. You could say it to your man. You could say, oh, by the way, you know what? To tell you the truth, I don't like very much that you go over there because I don't like you having other women look at you or women approaching you. What's wrong with that? But women won't do that because if you do that, then you have to be vulnerable and you have to be honest. They'd rather do the other way and make you feel bad about it and you're looking at them, what the hell are you talking about?
And that is where the communication starts to break down, huh? You agree with that?
If you're not honest with your partner, forget it. You have no communication. You can't be honest with respect. You have no communication. And if you're assuming things, you don't say it, you don't have communication. Whatever you think in your mind, if you don't say it, you don't know it. I'm not a mind reader, man or woman. If you don't say it, it doesn't end up. And especially when women say things like, oh, you should have known. No, I shouldn't. You have to talk. You know how to talk. No, I'm not used to working in the
Wow. Hey, I mean, you got it right there. Let's see. In the chat room, we got, if the man is confident within himself, then he wouldn't worry about what the woman is going to do when she go out with her friends. Well, I mean, just like Stan said, you know, some of us out there think we're mind readers. The partner is a mind reader. And we know, well, sure, that's not what happens. You know, so how do we fix this?
Women, they have the tendency, also, you know that women, when they have that tendency, when something is wrong, all the communication is over the body language also. So, if your body language indicates that something is wrong, and we're coming back to you and saying to the woman, what is wrong, and you're saying nothing, and we're sitting at you saying, I'm not gonna debate 2-3 times with you. I'm gonna tell you once. If there's something wrong, please tell me. You're not saying what's wrong, I don't want to hear it after that. Because it was your responsibility to tell me what's wrong. But I'm not going to play the game, no, nothing, and run after you like, oh, what's wrong, baby? What's wrong, baby? What's wrong? No. You're an adult. Something's wrong. Please tell me.
Oh, okay. So, but let me ask you this, Stan. If you take that stance, then, aren't you like cutting off the lines of communication then once you ask her one time what's wrong and she says nothing? Aren't you just cutting it loose? You're not going to readdress the issue later, or you're just going to leave it
like it is? Yeah, because it's her responsibility to tell me what's wrong. If I'm your man, you're supposed to be honest with me and tell me what's wrong. If I have something wrong with you, I will tell I will sugarcoat it. I'll tell you the respectable way. But if you hurt me or did something, I will tell you, like, I need to talk to you. And I'll be respectful. I'll tell you. Why as a man we have a problem? We have no problem as men. It's rare that I see men having problems telling the woman what's wrong. How come women can't do the same?
Well, I mean, that is a good point. That is a very good point. Now, here we go with that. You know, there's some women out there say men are the same way. So once again, I go back to the difference between what a man and a woman actually thinks about it, what is communication.
Well, if a man has a problem with this, it's usually because, I'm sorry to say, some women don't want the honesty of a man. If your man is being honest with you about something that you deliver, he's not going to give you whatever. You could say, I'm not going to talk to my woman. What's the point? If I tell her the truth, I'm already punished like I did something wrong. I'm not going to tell her. And then you just lost your whole communication. The women, when they're being honest with you, please encourage him to be honest with you. You don't want to be surprised to think, he never told me that. Well, he didn't want to hear you nagging him about it. That's why he didn't open up. Same thing with a woman. I'm saying the same thing. Man, if a woman's being honest with you, you gotta respect it, even if you don't like it. But don't. Honesty is the best policy. I don't care what it is, but if you don't have honesty, you don't have any communication. Because then the man or the woman is going to say, like, oh, I'm not going to tell her that. I'm not going to tell him that. I'm not, forget it. What kind of relationship are you going to have?
Yeah, that's a good point. Hey, Stan, we got a little, we got a little static or...
Oh, that's me.
Oh, that's you, Joe?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. I know something's going on.
Yeah, that's my phone. It's always my phone.
Go ahead, Joe. I passed you the ball. Go ahead.
You got it? Okay. Well, I agree with Stan, but I'm going to be a little bit more pessimistic than Stan is. Communication should be, you know, where two people really trust each other so that when you do tell people what you're feeling, that they can say, oh, I'm glad you confided in me, I'm glad you opened up. But here's the thing. Even if you don't have the clear lines of communication, people are communicating. If I'm talking to somebody and they're not paying attention to me, if they're communicating, they're not interested in what I'm saying. If I'm talking to somebody and she's going, yeah, yeah, and I say, well, this bothers me. Do you think we can do something about that? And she says, yeah, yeah. But she continues to do the same old bullshit. I've communicated. Now, she said that she's listened to me. She understands. But she's still doing the same bullshit, which means that she's still thinking about herself more than what than my feelings. So I never really believed that communication was the key, because it assumes that when you communicate, you can fix the problem. Communication is a conduit. It doesn't fix problems unless both people are willing to accept that what is being told to them is serious enough for at least one of the people to change. If people do not want to change, then communication to me is fruitless. And here's another thing. Here's a fact. Oh, when Stan was talking about before, when men opening up to women, see, women say we want sensitive men, but they don't mean that. And that's the reason why men don't open up to women, because if we say, you know what, my best friend died, and the woman sees the man break down, she's going to think she's in a relationship with the punk. But if the cat dies, she cries, and the guy says, what are you crying about? The guy's going to be thought of as somebody who's insensitive. So guys do not open up to women because women do not like sensitive men. And we men know that. Now, here's another thing. I go even deeper than that. Even if you find a woman who says that she's accepting of you,
uh-huh,
and she understands what you're talking about, and you're sensitive, over time, she is not going to think of you as anything more than a roommate, somebody who's platonic, because they still do not want sensitive men. Why is it that sensitive men keep trying to find so-called good women, but the assholes, they got women all over the place?
That is a good point. But you know what? Before we go any further, let me go ahead and bring Supreme. I see this Mr. Solution in here on the line, too. So we really can get this thing going.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Mr. Solution, Supreme, y'all on the air.
Yes, brother. You want me to add something? I want to add something to that.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, I agree with what Stan was saying earlier. But you know what it is? When only women like are going to tell you what it is they want you to do to get in a relationship. You know what I mean? So you might as well just move on in that case there. You know what I mean? You know, and you know, men, we as men, we got to stop being proud to talk to women. Because, you know, I remember when I was younger, I used to talk to lots of women. I remember once when I went to the corner, and first six girls that I approached didn't give me their phone number. And I remember keeping account that I tried to move up maybe 12 girls. And I mean move up, I tried to get, a linkage or a meeting with at least, you know, I tried at least 12 times to talk to a girl, to the women in the carnival. But only four of the girls gave me their phone number again. Sometimes you've got to keep on trying, you know. And that's what I noticed with friends that I know who have the most girls, they try the hardest. You know? They try the hardest. You know? And, you know, like, that's why assholes get the women, you know. They get women. Because they lie as well. So, again, if you're prepared to start lying and, you know, promise everything to a woman, the assholes, that's what the assholes do. You gotta lie. Simple as that. You know, if you wanna get girls on that false premises, that's what you've gotta do. You know, you gotta tell girls what they need to hear, what they wanna hear. You know what I mean? That's the only way. But I'm not saying that it's a good advocacy, you know what I mean? But like I said to you guys who have problems with dealing with the opposite sex, you know, it's gonna be how it is. And you're gonna have to just try harder. Simple as that, and not watch your ego. You know, we got a lot of us. I've got a lot of friends who they complain about getting in, and I say you need to put your ego beside you and start chatting up these women, because you'll never know. You know, sometimes you see a woman with a man, and you think like, what is she doing with him? I could offer so much more, but he was just in the right place at the right time. You know, she wanted to be spoken to. And he was there. And that could have been you. But you never tried nothing. You let the nice girl go by. You know. And like I said, if you can't get the girls that you like. So, you know, so I think some people need to reevaluate what they like, their preference. Because if the woman that you like...
Hey, Eric, maybe you should put me on hold. And then when I want to come back in, I'll press 1. Because I'm hearing all the static, too.
All right, I got you.
Okay.
Okay,
all right, go ahead, Supreme.
Do you get what I'm saying? I was saying if the woman that you like, I think some of us men, or some of the men out there who not getting the women that their preferences, they've got to look, you know, they've got to lower their expectations, you know, simple as that. You know what I mean? And, you know, all be patient. Because your woman that you want is probably out there, but you know you need to be patient. You might not get them this year, you may not be next year, but she will come. You know, and I think again that's why we end up with women and men end up with women end up with men that they don't like, and men end up with women they don't, you know, particularly, you know, the relationship finishes because we're too quick to jump into relationships. We're too quick when we should just take our time and be patient. You know, you see what I'm saying, my brother?
I understand what you're saying, but here's my question to you. And let's see, 111, you on the air? You there?
Yeah, hi. Are you speaking to me?
Yes, I am. How you doing, Mr. Solution?
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, that was a great dialogue you guys engaged in the chat room yesterday.
No, okay.
It's pretty good. I mean, all of this is consistent. It's sort of like a funnel. It's broad at the top and narrow at the lower end, but sure.
Right.
All right, you ready for my comment, or had you finished with – oh, Supreme came on that white racist asshole show this morning.
He's a shit racist, by the way. He's a shit racist.
Well,
he's not good enough racist for my liking.
Oh, it was great. But look here, Eric, there's another show. It's called The Men's Show, and they're out of Atlanta. So there are a lot of men talking about this, and those guys are good. They are damn good. In fact, one guy is named Hundo, H-O-N-D-O, Solomon, spelled just like, and he is wise, too. He is sharp, and he's
cool,
on YouTube.
Cool?
Okay,
cool?
Well. All right, well, we'll check those out. But let's get on the topic of communication.
So look here, I'd like to commence with my little definition here. And by the way, I was beaten about the head and shoulders with the white races when I recommended to them to go to the dictionary.com. And I think it's always good to start with the definition because in any conversation, before two people can have an intelligent conversation, they must agree upon the terms. That's very, very important.
Right.
All right. So the Oxford Dictionary, it calls itself the world's most trusted dictionary. It says communication, the successful conveying or sharing of ideas and feelings. The successful conveying or sharing of ideas and feelings. Now, right here is where women put on their little Hitler boots and mustaches. They don't want to share. And this is true now. Most women do not want to hear men's feelings. Why? Because they're narcissistic, just like Joe points out. That means selfish. So that would mean that they would have to share this reality as opposed to dominate and dictate it. But that's what communication is, out of the Oxford Dictionary. It is the successful conveying or sharing of ideas and feelings. Now, the prerequisite to that, or the antecedent to that, is a person's willingness to hear another person. That is very, very crucial. Go ahead. I hear some feedback.
No, I think that's just Supreme laughing, you know, with his connection.
Oh, he's Hopefully with me and not at me. But at any rate, regarding the question here, it's been, you know, what is communication? So I've given the definition. Now, somebody said, he says that's rubbish. What is he talking about?
No, that was an old one.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Well, look here. Now, Eric, here, you asked some great questions. What is communication to men? What is communication to women? Now, I'm going to go ahead and combine those because it's the same thing. If I say two is no different for a woman than it is for a man. And what it means is if you can't communicate with a person, which dating is so important, you shouldn't be with that person. You shouldn't have to work to convince a person of the obvious. If they don't want to go along with it for selfish reasons, you don't deal with that person, you see? So that's what men have to get into the understanding of. They don't need to mold or shape or cajole or convince a woman to be with them or to like them. If she doesn't like you, just don't deal with her. Consider her non-existent. And that'll send a message to women, too. Because more women could conform and be better partners, but they don't feel they have to. And I think I shared with you about communication when I stood up with these women and I said, these are church women, and I told them they were hypocrites and narcissists in that they considered themselves a prize. In fact, one woman said, well, I'm the prize. I'm the prize. I say that's arrogance and that's contrary to being a partner. You are not a good partner. And I told her I wouldn't date her because of her inflexibility. Now, of course, she tried to shoot back and say I wouldn't date you either. I say, but that's, you know, that is baseless. You're just saying that because I said what I said, but you're not understanding that I'm saying you are inflexible. So you are the antithesis of an individual that wishes to communicate. You wish to dictate, not to communicate. And we've got to draw a clear distinction between the two. So that's the point. Men need to understand they have feelings. They need to share their feelings. They need to let women know what they want. And the communication breakdown, even though women are a lot of little Hitlers, men play a crucial role in women's dysfunction. What is that? Men don't tell women the truth. They feel that part of their being chivalrous is to be a doormat or a plank or a bridge that just lies down in the mud and lets a woman walk across them with stiletto heels. That's stupid. It doesn't help the woman. It doesn't help you. It doesn't help society at large. We only help each other when we confront each other frontally and we're upfront and straightforward with each other. And that's what makes the difference. Does that make sense? You follow that?
I follow that. I really do follow that. So you touched on something I was going to ask, and so I was going to ask you, where do men play the role at in that? But you went ahead and covered that for me.
Try to be thorough.
Yeah, of course. You know it. That's what I'm talking about. So if that's the case, how do we fix it? I mean, you know, everybody, okay, let's say everybody's real sensitive now about what they're going to say or how they can say it. So how do we fix this thing to where men and women actually do understand each other as far as communication?
It starts at home, brother.
It starts at home?
It starts at home. But like I say again, because we rush into having a partnership, a relationship, right, we don't go into the right, you know, that's why we end up in just you know, stupid relationships, because we rush. And that's what I'm saying. We need to take our time, you know. And then we will find Mrs. Wright. Mrs. Wright is out there. Mrs. Wright is out there. But, you know, you need to take your time. It's not so rush. You're not going to find your Mrs. Wright tomorrow. And like I say, and I agree with Mrs. Solutions, let me tell you something. If a girl doesn't tell you, you try to ask her, what does a woman like in a man? Right?
Uh-huh.
Only unless she likes you, yeah? Maybe it could be a friendly thing, or she might like you as, you know, to be a man, or she might like you as a friend. Then she will tell you. If a woman doesn't like you like that, she's not going to tell you what she wants. So that ain't going to be for you. She's not going to tell you what she wants out of a man. She doesn't like you like that. You see what I'm trying to say? A lot of men, said, again, I think a lot of men, if they ain't got a woman and they're complaining, they've got to reevaluate what type of women they like for a start. And the same goes for women as well, who complain that they can't find a man. You're going to start reevaluating who you want to be with, right? Do you know what I'm saying? If you've got no patience, start reevaluating.
All
right. Well, Poverty Supreme makes some good points. But look here. The point is, it's a multi-pronged point. And all of us can work in it. And it's about education. It's really about education, just as he said. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I talk about the A, B, and C of meeting a person. A introduces themselves to B. That can be man to woman. B has to understand that she has a responsibility to introduce herself to men, and that's B introducing herself to A. And, of course, C, which is most important of all, those of us who say we're concerned, those of us who mouth that we're concerned, we should introduce quality people. And that will actually help us better understand. I think when men approach women now, they should ask the woman if they know, if they have a girlfriend that's open for a relationship. Say, I know you are probably not, but do you have a girlfriend? And if you do, I'd like to meet her. And you know, something like that, that's a little bit innovative. And at the same time, it lets the woman know she's not the center of the universe. She's not the center of anyone's universe. Again, that speaks to the narcissism. But that's
mm-hmm.
what we all can do. Instead of just sitting on our butts and talking about it, because women usually have girlfriends, and all of them are generally dysfunctional. It's like passing an infection around to each other. So, but that's what can be done to get everybody involved. And if you start doing that, it may be, and it won't be that slow of a process,
mm-hmm.
but that will cover a lot of important territory. Because why? Everybody will be working toward a similar goal. And the goal is communication. And Joe often talks about
speaking of Joe, let me just bring Joe in on this one.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Joe, you there?
Yeah, let Rich finish what he was saying, and then I'll jump in, because I wanted to talk about the solution. So he was going to talk about what I would say about communication, and then I'll jump in when Rich is finished.
Okay.
Hey, Joe. The thing is the solution is for everybody to prioritize relationships, everybody who's interested in relationships. And all normal ethnic groups of people refer each other. If you're single, and people look for that, they find out what your status is, and then they introduce you. All Asians do it, Hispanics do it, whites do it. All groups should do it. And some groups do it to a far more limited degree. I believe American blacks do it, but they're scared because they're scared of each other. They're thinking, well, what if I introduce this person and it doesn't work out? Well, I'm going to get the blame. That just simply reflects that they've not been properly socialized, because that is a risk that the people should be willing to assume. That's an important risk. And do you follow what I'm saying, Eric? That is crucial to getting people who otherwise wouldn't meet each other. Now,
mm-hmm.
Deborah Cooper, bless her heart, had to admit that women, she said it referring to the geekish women, have to approach the geekish guys. And she was using the word geek and dork, you know, people who are a little bit socially inhibited, as it were, and they tend to put more focus on things, maybe like computers, or they study a lot, that sort of thing. But she did say in her last preview, and I listened to her because I think she has represented in the past the epitome of what a man would not want in a female partner, a bellicose, oppositional, argumentative woman. Men don't want that. They want peace with their women. That's the whole purpose of being in a relationship, is what the French call joie de vivre, the buoyant enjoyment of the other person, and the buoyant enjoyment of life. So she did say that the women were going to have to be a little bit more assertive, not aggressive, assertive. And the difference is, assertive is just stating your case. Aggression has to do with exercising dominance. And we don't want dominance to play a role in it, but we do want the people to let their interests be known. And the other thing, you know, they bring up all these issues about leadership and this kind of bullshit. That has nothing to do with first meeting a person. You're not that person's leader. That person may not even want you for a leader. You may not want to lead that person. So what you have to do, you know, scientists have found that there are three major stages to relationships: stimulus, value, and role. Stimulus is you see each other as desirable appearing, male and female. Value is the communication that we're talking about. And, of course, the role you play is a further communication based upon the commitment that you've made to each other as to how you function functionally within that dyadic relationship.
Wow. All right. All right, then let me get Joe in here. What he got to add to it. All right, Joe, you on.
Okay. Stan still around, too?
Yeah, Stan, still here.
Okay. Well, if we're going to talk about solutions, let's do this. The solution is that Rich touched upon it. I'm going to have to think a little bit more about that, the solution of his about, you know, if you're going to meet somebody and right away, you know, ask them if they have a girlfriend. And I think there's some obstacles there. But I think the ultimate solution, which is also very hard, is that men ourselves have to wake up. We have to realize that, and I don't agree with Poverty Supreme about, well, the woman's out there, and simply because, you know, women exist, they're out there. But if you want to wait a year or 2 years, hey, why not? I don't believe in that. I believe that if my particular belief is true, in which 95 to 99% of women are narcissistic, regardless of whether they're ugly or good-looking or what, regardless of what the status is, then what men have to do is wake up and find a self-worth within themselves to call women on their shit, as an acquaintance of mine likes to put it. In other words, you don't just follow the crowd. You don't just put yourself into the male role. You have to realize that, yes, she's a woman, but that doesn't mean that she's entitled to think of herself as sugar and spice and all things nice. And yes, you as a man can look at her as a human being and say, you know what? You're full of shit. I don't want to hear about your emotionalism. I don't want to hear about what you want. I want to hear about what we want, what we can do, mutual reciprocation. If you cannot give to me to the degree that I can give to you, you are a worthless human being. And all you can offer is just pussy, and that's it. And I can always buy pussy. But if you can't give me empathy, if you can't support me, because Stan likes to focus on that. If you can't give me support, if you don't have my back when I deserve it, I'm not talking about it because I do something wrong and you're there. I should do the right thing and you should be with me. If I cry, you should be with me. If I lose my job, you should be with me. These things don't require Herculean effort. They just require a morality. Men do it for women. Women should do it for men. Men beat men up all the time. Women beat women up all the time. The one thing we should do is for women and men to get along splendidly. But we don't do it. So my solution is, and again, this takes a lot of re-education now, okay, because of the indoctrination men have, is that no matter what kind of technique you're going to use to try to meet a woman, you still have to deal with her expectations, her indoctrination. So this is going to be another area where Rich and I disagree. But the thing is, if we don't wake up and take a look at women as humans, as opposed to those creatures with the glop on their face, we will always be in a dynamic where we are the protector, provider, and I don't believe that our particular role. I wasn't born to be put on this earth to be a protector and a provider for a woman who doesn't appreciate and can't reciprocate. So I'm done. That's my solution. But if somebody wants to ask me, how do you get the information out there? Well, use social media, go to clubs, like men's groups and stuff like that, and then try to spread it out in a wider way. But the ultimate solution, as far as I'm concerned, is for men to wake up. We cannot expect the women to do it, because the women are in power, and they're not going to give up the power. Okay, now I'm done.
All right, that I'll talk about. All right, any rebuttals? Anybody want to add to it?
No, I have to say I agree with Joe. I don't blame the women for being who they are. I blame the men. Like Joe is saying, if as a man we don't have standard for ourselves and saying, like for me, respect is the utmost standard I have. If you disrespect me, you're out. And so many men don't even have that standard of saying your woman is disrespecting you and you're accepting it, and they're opening the whole door of everything that happens. And when I look at this, I don't blame the women. I blame you. Because from the first, I take so many cases, so many things I hear from guys, oh, my woman was like this and this, and I always ask them, when she did something wrong the first time, did you check her? Did you tell her, hey, you're not going to treat me that way? Oh, no, I didn't. It was this. And they come with all the excuses. And I look like, that's not her problem. That's you. Because if you were told her from the truth, you will not treat me that way. And if you do, you are out of my life. I will not accept, Mr. Solution says, we want peace. We don't want a woman that's going to jump on us and make us feel after we work and we do what we need to do. We want to come home with a person who loves us, who thinks that we're good, and we think that she's good. We want to be with somebody that supports us as much as we support her. We don't want to come home to somebody who's going to put us down, nag us, think that they're above us, control the relationship, things like that. And men have tendency to excuse women for things that they do. They have tendency in saying, oh, well, you know, she's a woman. Oh, well, you know, she's emotional. Oh, well, I'll come with all the excuses in the world. When, as men, if you come to those guys and you say, would you accept me as your friend at treating you that way? They say, hell no. So how come you accept your woman treating you that way? How can you accept anybody treating you that way? Period. If you're a good man and you want a good woman, you got to say to that woman, I'm a good man. I know what's my worth as a man. You are not here to put me, you're not here to make my life a living hell. You're here to be somebody that's supposed to be something positive in my life. And if you're not something positive in my life, you got to go. And men don't have that. Men are ready to excuse everything that women do until it comes too late. They get married with that woman, or even get worse, they get kids with that woman, and the divorce comes and they're surprised. Oh my God, I never thought that woman was like that. Yes, you did. She showed you so many times that she was, but you never took it for what it is. You excused it. Oh my God, I can't believe my woman that I got married to, she stopped having sex with me. Or she's playing games, or she's controlling me. That was always there. So as a man, if you don't have standards as a man, you're done. You're done. You're done.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. Very interesting. But here's my question, Stan. Okay, I understand what you're saying. But if that's the case, when we talking about communication, where should we be trying to find a common ground or a compromise somewhere in there, or we just controlling? If you don't do this, that's it.
No, but it compromising what? Compromising who you are for another person? No, you should never compromise who you are for another person. You should be honest. And you should be who you need to be. And tell that other person, either you accept me for who I am or you don't. And the woman has that choice. But compromise? Compromise who you are. Compromise of, let's say you like playing basketball on a Wednesday night. And let's say you're with a woman and sometimes on a Wednesday night you decide to do something special. But let's say you decide to still go on a Wednesday night play basketball because it is something you like to do. Some men will change who they are for a woman. That's compromise? That's not compromise. That's basically changing who you are at the core for another human being. You never do that. Ever.
Well, that's not.
I would never accept a woman changing who she is for me. If she wants to change, it comes from her. If I need to change, it comes from me. It doesn't come because another person forced me to do it. It comes because I want to do it. And no woman or no man is going to change who I am except if I want to change. So if I like playing basketball on Wednesday night, you got to tell a woman, on Wednesday I'm playing basketball. And if the woman's making a big fuss of it, you got to be man enough to still go on a Wednesday night, take your ball, and go play basketball. So the woman knows she doesn't control you.
But then, Stan, if you're doing that, okay, here's my point, what I'm trying to make, Stan. I understand you want to go, and no, I'm not saying compromise who you are. What I'm saying, compromise your actions a little bit as far as, you know, I'm going to play no matter what. She may want you to stay home and spend time with her, but you got your arms up so high, you look up the lines of communication, and no matter what, you're going to play ball. So you create more problems with the communication process than anything, wouldn't you think?
Well, if my woman's coming to me on a Wednesday night and let's say she went through something hard, don't you think as a man I should be the first thing I would do, I would notice that? If you love your woman, you're supposed to notice that. You would come to your woman and say, what's wrong? I'm not saying you go there and do and stop doing your basketball or whatever you need to do if your woman needs you. That's being selfish. I'm saying don't change who you are because your woman's just telling you just change who you are or else. If she needs you, yeah, you do what you got to do. If you come to her and you feel in her body language something happened, let's say something happened bad at work. It is your job as a man to come to your woman and communicate and be honest and say what's wrong. If that woman wants to talk to you, to sit down with her and to have her back because you would expect the same from her. You're there for her. That's your woman. But
well,
compromising of telling you that you better not go to basketball or else and things like that, that's not compromising. That's a woman trying to control you.
Well, see, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about her trying to control you. I'm trying to, in the process of communication, there has to be some type of compromise somewhere, and you hit it on the head. You know, if you see she come in and she's not doing well, then you go, okay, yes, you know, maybe I need to see and ask her what's wrong. Now, if she don't want to tell you what's wrong and she say I'm okay, then, yeah, you're going to play your ball.
Yeah,
but
that's
on the
what I'm
talking,
saying. That's your
yeah,
job
but that's
as
not,
a man. That's your job. If
yeah, but that's
the
not,
woman comes in and she's depressed and down, that's your job as a man to come. If you love this woman,
that's
a no-brainer. If you love,
okay.
If you don't even know that, then I'm asking you, what the hell are you with that woman?
Well, see, that's what I'm trying to get at. Because the way you made it sound was you just going to be stoned and that was it. But hold on, I got another call on the line waiting on you. 269. 269, you're on the air. Hello?
Yeah, what's going on, my brother?
Yeah,
you know, I've got something to say.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
hello.
Hold on, Supreme. Hold on, Supreme. 269, is you?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just kind of listening to the conversation. The little bitty nuances, I think, that y'all that's being discussed. I put it this way, like with Stanley. If the relationship is good and you're good to your woman, she would never ask you to not go on Wednesdays anyway. She wouldn't do it. If you're good to her, you're spending the quality time with her, the average woman wouldn't even do that. She wouldn't ask you to, she wouldn't even ask you to go, hey, don't play. She wouldn't even be manipulative like that in that situation. Mm-hmm. Now,
let me say this. See, and I see this. I'm just sitting back listening to you guys, of course. Look,
well, I just got on, man. You've been talking for the longest. I've been listening. That's Mr. Solutions. Let me finish my statements first, man.
Well, I thought you were finished.
Oh, okay.
Pause. Go ahead.
Okay. No. Okay. Well, and like I was gonna say, the in other words, the nuances. In other words, the nuances that I might pick out, right, in my relationship, might not be the same nuances that another man and another woman will pick out. And I think that has a lot to do with, you know, where the couple is. You know, are they both functional, meaning they got their futures together? Not got their futures together, but they know what they want to do in the future. Their income is okay. They got a job. They're going to school. The man is not unemployed. So the nuances change based on the couple. So that's why, I don't think there's no universal nuances that, you know, you're going to be able to try to point out. But now this is from my experience. Now, I can't speak for no other man. With my wife and with the women I've dealt with, when a man is good to a woman, she is not conniving. That's a lie. She is open-hearted, and she loves deeply. I didn't say she loves deeper than a man. And a lot of those little nuances, they're not there. Now I'm finished.
How long have you been married?
3.5 years.
Okay, 3.5 years. So were you dating the woman that you're now married to? How long did you date her before you guys got married?
Probably about, well, let me say I knew her before we got married, maybe about 4 years. So we probably were dating probably about 2 of those 4.
Okay, so we're talking about a total of 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's not that long. But see, what you just said is not true. It's patently false. A lot of women.
Was it false for who?
I'm going to tell you.
Oh, okay.
First of all, there are more single people, there are more single women now in America than there are married women. And there's a reason for that. A lot of guys, there's a quotation that goes, nice guys finish last. And women will actually say he's too nice as a basis for rejecting him. So what you just said, a man treating a woman good and she won't, treat him badly in return.
No, not what I said, but go ahead.
Okay, what did you say? What exactly did you say?
I used the example of what Stanley was saying about trying to manipulate and control you with the basketball thing. I said if a man is good to a woman and spends time with his woman, quality time, she wouldn't do that.
That's not true. That's what I'm trying to tell you now. And the other thing
it's true for me, so I mean, if you talk about it in general, okay.
I would say I would agree with the other one. Like you said, I agree with the other one. If a woman is a good woman, she wouldn't go there. She wouldn't say, you better not go in basketball.
She would know that this man will see
that he's good, and the man will be doing, like I said, naturally will come to that woman and say, what's wrong? And that
Stanley, have you found one of those good women yet?
I didn't find it. That's why I'm not going out. I still ain't find that good
woman.
But I know that good woman is there. Look at that.
And
brother.
I heard you bemoaning.
Brother's going out with a good woman.
I heard you stating last time that you couldn't find a compatible woman to date. But
of
this
course.
Is the other point I was going to make. I watched the Seinfeld episode once, and Kramer made this salad in the bathroom. And I think that's what we're doing. We're not realizing where we are in time and space when we speak. Look, the major area where men and women are having a communication breakdown is just meeting each other. That's where the major communication problem is. And so we need to understand where we are. We're in the bathroom trying to cook a 7-course meal. That's not where we're supposed to be cooking. What we need to understand is, unless we have a model for communicating, we're not going to communicate well. And right now, we don't have a model for communicating. And there are many women, now, Stanley, you pointed this out in the past. There are many women who are horrible people. You can't talk to them. They're all about themselves. They're selfish. They're narcissistic, as Joe liked to say. And you can't even get a relationship off the ground with them, especially if you are a guy interested in a serious relationship. Now, she'll go out with the asshole, the bastard, the Satan, and the Dracula, and then she'll turn right around and complain, well, men are no good. No, it's the men that you like aren't any good. This is the thing we've got to develop and the thing that we neglect the most. How do we get men and women, strange men and women, how do we get them talking or communicating, as the subject of the show is, how do we get them communicating? Stop running from that issue. That's the issue that all of you have horribly neglected.
Well, I disagree with that. I think
Hold on for a minute. Let me bring Dwayne in. He'd been waiting for a minute. Let me get him in on the conversation, okay? Hey, Dwayne, you're on the air. What's on your mind, man?
How you doing, fellas?
Doing good, doing good.
Real quickly, as I said, before when I spoke, again, I've been married 30 years, so I've done some things, dealt with some things. I've dealt with couples in my practice of what I do, and the book I wrote, Some Things to Know About Marriage Before You Have a Wedding and After. I think in terms of the topic, communication, I think one of the fundamental problems in communication, at least from my personal experience and then experience in dealing with couples, is the problem of understanding the difference in communication. We treat it as something wrong with the way men communicate, the way women communicate. You know, women think it's something wrong with the way we communicate.
Okay, we got feedback somewhere.
It's not mine. And then we think women are wrong the way they communicate in terms of they want to talk all the time and tell me everything about the subject, and I just need to know what's wrong and what you want me to do. So it's not I don't think it's a question of, I think the major question is not understanding and not accepting the way others communicate, and we keep trying to fix it as opposed to understand there is a difference and let's deal with the difference in communication in relationships, not so much in terms of the introduction, getting them to talk to each other. That's can be a problem, but once you get into the relationship, I mean, even people that's been together 2-3 years, in many male-female relationships, the problem is we don't understand the way the other communicates, or we don't want to accept it, and, you know, they communicate different, so let's have a happy medium. Sometimes cut to the chase. Sometimes I have to listen to the whole thing, and then timing, and once then, if I'm listening to the whole thing sometimes, she's going to cut to the chase, and I agree with my brother that said, if you're treating her right, in most cases, she's not going to dog you out about going to play ball on Wednesday or whatever, in most cases. And she's not going to do that because you're treating her right, because you are listening to her, everything that she said. You're listening to her vent, and so there are going to be times when she will cut to the chase. She'll say, okay, we'll finish this when you come back.
Right.
In general, in most cases. Now, there are some crazy, some manipulative women, but in the long run, if you're treating her right, in the long run, the majority of them will say, okay, fine, baby, go play ball, and I'll run the bath when you get back.
Can I ask this question?
First of all, are you cognizant of the fact that there are more single women than married women, and why is that if there are quality guys? Now, wait a minute. Let me just finish the question. You have at least 4 quality guys on the line right now. You have Stanley. You have Eric, you have myself, you have Joe. Okay? Now, if women are so great, why is it that 4 conscious men can't find these quality women? Why is that?
I wouldn't be included in that because I found the
right
30 years ago.
I'm
answering your question. And the other another reason is
I
because...
I said you have 4 men on the line right now. 4 viable conscious men who say, now Joe says that 99% of the women in America are not good wife and good girlfriend material. How do you respond to that?
I respond to that because in husband and wife material, oftentimes many people don't understand what it takes to be a wife. That's not necessarily because they're bad people. Some of them are.
Okay, what about when a woman, let me ask you this, what about when a woman says, you got to chase me? You got to pay for my dinner before I will even talk to you.
Yeah.
What about that?
But you know what?
I'm trying to answer the question you asked me.
I want to clarify something with you, Dwayne, okay?
Okay.
Here's the thing. You've been on a show with me before, and I was trying to find the archive of that show. What I found out, when I didn't remember the particular show.
Yes.
But here's the thing. You're married to a woman, okay?
Correct.
But that woman only needs to contribute 50% of what she makes to your marriage. She keeps 50%. So if she's keeping 50% and you're contributing 100% of your income to the mortgage, to the finances, to the expenses, to the vacation, to everything else, and you're allowing your wife to keep 50% of what she has so that you believe that if she can do that, there won't be any fights in the marriage, so that she can spend that 50% any way that she wants, that's not a 100-100. She's getting the benefit of not only being in the marriage with you, and she can spend whatever amount of money she wants to where you can't, but if you and she get divorced after even 30 years, she still gets your house, your assets, and can take them with her. Now, from my perspective, when you have that kind of arrangement with your wife, she's getting the better of the arrangement than you are.
Okay, what's that got to do with communication, too? And it works for me. I wouldn't recommend that for everybody.
Right.
Because that's not going to work for everybody. But that works for me.
Yeah, that's true. But the point I'm getting at is that you believe you're in a relationship, you're giving advice to what other people can do.
Right.
But you're in a relationship where the woman's got you for 50%.
And if that's fine with me, that's fine
right.
with me. And I didn't say that works for everybody. I said everybody needs to have some form as it relates to finances.
I agree, and I wish you would bring that. I wish you would. And I'm not saying you're hiding it.
They need to bring up. They need to have some form that works for them. And if I didn't say that, I apologize.
No. You did say that.
Okay.
I'm just saying I don't. For me, it wouldn't work for me because
okay.
I would feel. But if it works for you because it keeps you from feeling some sort of angst, okay. But I, for me, why? You know, I know. I don't want to sound like I'm trying to interfere with your marriage, but
No. You're voicing what you believe, and
yeah.
it works because I get to.
Okay, I just
want
to clarify that. And
yeah.
now to get back to what Mr. Solution was saying, he's asking you the question, why, when I say 99%, my reason is that women look for a couple of things. They look for status before character. If I'm a Hollywood star and I have the exact same personality that I've got now, in fact, I could be even worse than what I am now. The women who won't want me today because I don't have that status, if next week I had that status, the same woman would want me. Why is that? That's the primary question.
Well,
women are very, very simple creatures. They want you because of your looks, your height, your status, your wallet, and the size of your member. Okay?
If that's not the standard that you, if that's, you know, everybody needs standards. So if that, with that scenario, you probably wouldn't want to date that woman because you see she's superficial. And so in communication, you would either...
Can I add something?
Yeah.
But I think what the gentleman is doing, I guess his name is Joe, is I don't know, is there something wrong with women and men having standards?
Of course not.
No, you need them. You have to have them.
Okay. So is there something wrong with a woman wanting to know how a man's finances is and his credit score? It's just
no,
like a woman.
Yeah.
Is there anything wrong with that?
Yeah,
no, because you need to know that.
Okay,
No. Why do you have to know that?
Hold on.
If the woman is strong in it, I'm answering his question. If you're asking me, is it important for a woman to know a man's credit score and
well, I just
finances?
Put that in there, but you know what I mean. But I'm not saying she's going to, if because his credit is bad, okay, I don't want you. But I'm saying...
You don't think so? There are women on BTR who even admit that.
Well, but there are men who would do that to a woman. So
they should do that because women think of man as the wallet.
Well, then what's wrong with her doing it?
Because why? Though she's saying she's strong and independent, how many men contribute? I mean, how many women contribute towards relationship financially to the same degree that a man does?
I tell you what, man. I'm gonna tell you what I hear on this line. I don't know if there's been some bad relationships.
How about answering
this
question?
It's this stench of
okay,
almost
here we go
woman
again.
Bashing.
I asked a simple question.
Okay, what
I can't
is your
get
question?
A direct answer.
What's the question?
Give me the direct question. How many women in America contribute to the relationship to the same degree financially as the man does?
I have looked at no particular studies to answer that question. Now,
many of the friends, your wife's girlfriends, your nieces, your sisters, okay, in your nuclear family, how many of them contribute to the relationship of their men, their boyfriends, their husbands, to the same degree financially as the man does?
Most of them.
They do?
Yes, sir.
They
most
do.
Of them do. You know why? Hey, watch this. Most of the women contribute more.
You know what?
You asked the question about how many of them contribute to the same degree.
Right.
Should they?
Yeah. If they're going to claim to be strong and independent, and then if they're going to be strong and independent, yeah, because then men don't want to hear the whining and the nagging as though they're not strong and independent.
And then that's going to depend on the, once again, going back to the word standard, going back to what works for you.
Okay,
I'll be transparent. In my relationship, my wife has always made more money than me. My wife is a nurse. She's a college professor. She's always made more money than me.
But
that doesn't bother me because of one.
No, that shouldn't bother anybody. But if she's still
keeping
50% of her salary and you're
money, contributing
100%, that's not equal. But again, that's
no,
up to you.
Equal.
If you like it, not a problem.
Me and my wife aren't equal. We're not equal. We don't have equal responsibilities. We don't have equal roles. And so, again, it's going to depend on the standards that you set in your relationship. Are you expected to be equal? If you are expected to be equal, then you bring in 50%, I'll bring in 50%. If you're not expected to be equal...
Do not the vast majority of women claim, especially if they're making the same amount of money as you are, that they are your equal. And even if they're not making
the
same
amount of
money. Oh,
I would agree with that. They do say that thing.
Well,
that
they
I
do claim it,
thing.
And they got to live up to it. They got a woman up just like a man has to man up.
Well,
I agree with
that,
too.
Again,
so
that's why you have the standard.
I would agree with
your
that.
Walk, in your relationship. And
let me ask this question. How about being equal during dating? Forget marriage.
Good
I don't
question.
Even want to talk about that because most people aren't married. How
yeah.
about the woman caring? How about the woman not expecting the man to do all the initiating? How
that's
about fun. The woman not expecting the man to pay for her dinner? I heard a woman say the other night, a so-called church woman, if the guy didn't pay for her dinner, not that he had good character or not that he was a loving man, but if he didn't pay for her damn dinner, he wouldn't date him. What do you think about that?
That's
well,
going to depend on your standards, the way you grew up. If you say
do you think that's
you
know, fair? Do you think that's
no,
fair?
No, I don't think
let
that's fair.
Let me answer your question. If you gonna, if you grew up saying,
no,
if you grew up thinking that, okay, when we go out, the man pays, if that's the way you grew up and you don't mind that, pay for it. If you don't think it should be that way, you communicate that with the
Dago
woman that
to communication.
You're dating.
Bingo.
You communicate
Bingo.
That with the woman
no,
that
not
you're
quite.
Dating.
No,
and
I
if we're going to have
saying,
a
and
let me answer your question. If we're going to have a continual relationship,
Bingo.
I don't feel that we should pay all that I should
answer
pay all the time.
Right.
That's your communication,
that.
Mr. Salusis, right there. Can I ask the married brother a question?
Yes.
He's been married for 30 years. The other thing about the communication issue. The other thing is you communicate over time because you don't really know the person. And so, that like I said, the way that you communicate, how one person, you learn that about a person. And
right.
he just hit the nail on the head. You talked about Mr. Lucius at the dating. You say, well, hey, let me tell you something. I don't believe that a man should pay all the time. I believe if we're just dating, it should be equal. Now, what do you think? If she say, I don't agree with that, and they say,
but
okay, I'll take you home.
But Supreme, it goes beyond communication because if you're going to have 10 females and you're going to say that to the average of the average 10 females you can pick out from any street corner, any job, any neighborhood, white, black, or Asian, and if you say to those 10, well, this is how I feel. Let me communicate this to you very honestly, very simply. I like to date on a Dutch on a Dutch basis. How many of those 10? Once having met you, we're going to say, you know what? I'm a strong, independent woman. I happen to agree with that. I
maybe,
like you.
What, two or three?
Less.
But maybe
no,
two or three?
No, I'm going to tell you, I believe more than two or three.
Okay.
Really?
Well, I'm not the best
okay.
person to ask. I haven't been on a date in 30 years, so I'm not the best person to ask. So,
ask
I believe more than
B,
two or three.
Ask any 10 on BTR, then.
I'm sorry?
Not you, Dwayne.
Say again.
Frame.
Sorry.
What?
Yeah, go on.
When you, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know, it sounds like the gentleman who's asking that question is a little bit older. But when you talking about the younger women now, if you said that to a woman, a lot of them want to pay.
I'm not talking about those in college years either because if she's a college student and you're a college student and she sees the potential that you've got because I've gone through that, then she's going to say, especially if you're a doctor or a lawyer, because they got in the back of their mind the law which says if they marry you, they not only have your present income, they've got your future income. But how
okay.
about after college? Let's say, you know, young, like you're saying, Supreme, 22, 23, 24, 25 out of college. How many of them are going to say, you know what, I agree with you. I'm strong, independent. You know, I'm making
I would say 5 to 6.
You would, huh?
Yep.
I want to see that.
Yep.
I want to see that.
And I would say that you're incorrect, but more importantly, I'm going to raise it one. How many women, we're talking about communication here now, and communication is something that has to be mutual. How many women would be willing to open the social communication with a man with respect to creating opportunities for a relationship?
Could you be more specific?
And especially a beautiful woman. Don't forget.
Could you be specific, Mr. Salusis?
Yeah, I'm glad
you
put that in there, Stan.
They don't lack. If they lack you, they will tell you everything they want you to know. But what I'm trying to say, if a girl is not, if a woman is not telling you what you want, yeah, she does not lack you. That's the bottom line.
But
if, if the women want to be spoken to, right, we've got to talk to them. That's what the women want. Yeah, so we got to approach them. If they're not friendly to you, move the fuck on.
You're right, but the thing is, it's not just about communication. That's a very simplistic answer. And you're saying, again, the ifs. It's like, again, Stan was verified when I think it wasn't Supreme. I think it was the new caller. He was saying, well, if you find a good woman, or if you're, yeah, the if you find that particular person, the question is, how do you find from the ordinary average person that you're going to meet, how many of them are going to be compatible with you? That's the major question. Not if you finally find somebody who's good after 1 year or 2 years.
And you're not going to know if the person is compatible unless a conversation is open.
Agreed.
That is the point.
I think everybody agrees with that.
If women want a relationship, then they have to invest in that sharing of mutual introductory communication, and that's the area that men are as scared as hell to deal with, because most men in this particular case are nothing more than cheerleaders for women. That's what they are.
Oh, that's true. Very
true. And it's not true. I agree with you. Women won't take that chance to approach men because they don't want to have the same responsibility as us men when we approach you.
And stop right there, Stan. Allow me to make this declarative sentence. Then women are failed communicators in the most important aspect of the relationship paradigm. Women are miserable failures.
Yeah. What? They want to act like they're participants, and they want to sit down in the place. They want you as a man to take all the chance to basically approach her, and she choose to basically say, oh, I'll reach him. But
and
they don't have the feeling of, let me approach her and know what it is.
She doesn't like you
by men.
And there's a psychological reason for that, because if a man takes the lead and if he fails, the responsibility of failure does not reside on her shoulders. It's on you.
What we're saying, though, the other part of this is the insanity insertion, or evoking the insanity principle. Women are doing the same thing and expecting a change. That's insane. They're doing the same thing and expecting a change, which is not a damn thing. And so this communication thing can't work without the woman's participation. And most men are too pussified to even acknowledge that. I look at the fear and trepidation in men's eyes, voices, and actions when it comes to stating just a woman should just initiate communication with a man. Nothing but positivity would occur as a result of that. Because I've said to men and women, I say, if a woman walks over to a man and says, hi, how are you? Something dynamic is created. But men have been so pussified, they are afraid to even entertain the possibility of a grown adult woman opening communication with men.
I think that's a good point. From that, when you put
point.
It that way, this
but wait a minute,
time,
let me just finish
I
this
actually,
point, please.
I actually agree with that. That's a good point.
It's extremely sophomoric and backwards on the part of men. And men are the biggest perpetrators of the overall non-communication as women are. Why? Because men are too pussified to say to women, this is your duty as an adult. Operative word is to woman up, step up. If you say you want a relationship, you wouldn't lay your ass up in your house and wish for a job. You get out there and prepare yourself and do interviews and ask other people, and you make yourself known. You don't do that in the relationship paradigm.
Okay, hold on. I got another caller
I
want to get in on this.
I kept on telling you, women are not going to do that because they scare rejection.
Hold on. That's a stupid point. They will do it, and some women will do it, and men let them know they want it.
That's not a stupid point.
Hello.
Ask women, how come you're a single woman, you're beautiful, why don't you approach men? Because if you approach men,
we got more callers,
I don't know that some men maybe will reject me, and I don't want to feel that. I don't want to be rejected.
Well, most of that is not true. First of all, that's false, Dan.
No.
You're operating on a false fucking premise.
Gentlemen, okay, hold up. I have two females on the line that would like to counterpoint
y'all,
okay?
Oh, yeah, I want to hear this.
Please let
them in. I want to hear that.
Okay. Let's see. 817,
you're
on the air.
Okay, good. Mr. Solutions, just by listening to you, it sounds like you don't like women at all.
This ain't no woman here.
Well, that's not one, no. I thought it was. But go ahead.
But don't go
ahead.
There.
Go
it,
ahead. Talk
it is.
Anyway.
I just have a, it is. I just have a nice deep voice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all
so
right.
You're all right. But anyway, you don't have, you make everything sound like a business deal. No wonder you can't find a woman.
Wait a minute, your voice
you
is too damn deep. Stop
yeah.
criticizing and offer a solution.
Yeah.
Well, I am. What solution?
Offer a solution or shut up.
So you just didn't like that. But it's the
Matt,
truth.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Let her
okay.
finish.
Do you, as a, and be honest. Please be honest. Because we've been
absolutely.
Okay. Is it not true that women, and you must know a lot of single women or whatever, never, rarely, in general, approach men? It is always the man who has to approach the woman.
Gosh, I'm going to disagree with you now. I wouldn't say generally that the women are the first ones that go through, but I think today women are much more aggressive.
Generally, how many freaking women approach men?
So if we take 10 single women,
why
how
does that
many,
matter?
Many women would you
because
that
he
Sean,
wants to
you're
know,
on the air.
I want to know, and that's the
Thank
question
you.
Posed to you.
Okay, so, but why does it matter?
Because it makes
God
a difference. Because
if you're
going to
be
a
babe, why
single,
are you even here?
I'm going to tell you why, man. Because when men are single, and men are saying, I want to meet single women, we don't know which one is single women. If men didn't approach women, you wouldn't approach us at all, especially if a woman is beautiful. It's rarely that I see a beautiful woman taking her stand saying, you know what, I'm single, I want to meet men, let me approach them.
That's
a woman
wrong.
Beautiful will sit down in
you
any place like a princess
wrong.
and basically have love the attention of men approaching her left and right and having basically the choice of saying, no, I'm not checking him, I'm not putting him, I'm not putting
yes.
him, I'm rejecting him. And having the power, like Mr. Solution said, of basically having the power trip in the beginning.
I don't know. I think...
No, he's saying it's wrong, you know. These
you
women,
know,
they,
there's certain types out there of both ways.
Let me say
because
this.
She's beautiful,
if
she's unapproachable...
Okay, everybody talking over each other.
I want to hear you.
So you're saying because she's beautiful, she's
there's
unapproachable.
Go ahead. Matt,
I don't believe that. I think you're intimidated.
How many women?
Go ahead.
You're intimidated then. Don't be intimidated just because she's beautiful. Big deal.
Okay, you're not answering the question.
This woman
right.
doesn't know. This woman is not adding anything
to
the conversation.
You
have to answer the question.
Says.
She can state what she wants to state.
No, she sit
you?
On the sideline and listen and learn, just like you.
Why do you believe that it's not true? Because if we take you as a man, I'm sorry to say,
your legs don't hurt
me. And I would put you in any situation, and I would say, look at those 10 beautiful women, and we would sit for 2 hours, and I would tell you, do a test on your own. Go to any nice place, 10 beautiful women, and look at how many beautiful women are both of them.
Okay,
but you know what,
Stan?
We want
we
these
made that
women
point.
To
Let's
sit
keep
on
moving,
the,
man. Let's keep moving.
And learn,
point is
they
well
don't
made.
Know. It's obvious they don't know.
Yeah, it's well made, Stan, so
let's
keep moving.
Yeah,
we got another woman caller, right, Eric?
Yeah. We got Charlotte and Andy on the line.
Okay.
So, all right, let's get their point of views in.
Go ahead, Charlotte. What do you think?
I said, well, you know, as far as communication, number one is settle down, quit arguing, quit trying to fight.
Oh, jeez.
If there is, and if and when there is a problem, of course, put the problem on the table and attack the problem. But how can you have a woman when you're constantly attacking?
We're talking about initiating, and the thing
well,
of it is,
no,
guys,
no,
I'm
no,
talking
I'm
to you,
my
not the women for a moment. I'm talking to the guys. If you're too pussified to say to women what the fuck you want, I agree with the women acting like the assholes they do.
Hey, you know what? While I'm on the line, I want to give kudos to the brother who's married 30 years who took the initiative to stand up for us. And I want to say your strength is powerful and endearing. And thanks, Faith.
Thank you.
Yeah, to the guys again. Guys, if we can't say to women what we want. Now, see, women, just like Chris Rock said, women want everything. They want everything, everything, everything. And if guys can't say to women, hey, we want at minimum for you to share in the conversational introductory responsibility, because unless someone introduces themselves, nothing gets started. So if guys are too pussified, Stan, I'm talking about the statement.
I'm not pussified. I'm asked the question. You don't want to answer. I'm asked
the question. Wait a minute. Hold on. What I'm saying is this. Is the truth is powerful. Now, just like Joe says, most women, and I agree, are not good girlfriend and good wife material. But if women heard men stating what they want, I guarantee you more women would learn and step up to the plate. But if men sit back and give women an excuse, this is the operative word, if they give women a pass, women are going to take it.
Well, you're absolutely right on that. But the thing is, women in their own way approach men. Okay, I get approached when I go out dancing. Women ask me to dance all the time. But the thing is that I don't agree that if. See, I agree with Stan. I think women, they hate to be rejected. That's their power, is to attract men to them.
But they got a woman up, Joe. Just like you say, they got a woman up.
Well, they do in a certain way, but it's
not
called.
They got a woman up in the way that
it's
most.
I don't say it's a part of womaning up. What they do in order to approach a man is that they get close to the guy, they want to make him look at her, then she'll give him a little wink, she'll smile.
Yeah, but all of that, Joe, let me say this to you. All of that is not working sufficiently. That's the point. That is not working. And let me just say this. Coming from a woman who can do everything that men do, that is insufficient. And it's unacceptable.
I agree. I'm just saying that if a woman, for the women to do what we would like them to do in that regard of being the very first ones always to initiate, they're not going to do it. Besides, even if they did, first off, they're not going to do it because it's giving up their power. Secondly, even if they did, they would still approach the better looking guy and the guy with status.
A lot of women would learn to make better choices. So, see, what we're saying, Joe, and in other areas, you're much more logical than you are now. If we allow women...
I'm very logical now.
Wait a minute. If we allow women to continue to do what they're doing, then we're doomed. We only have ourselves to blame for the situation. Because we can't fix it. We can't fix what women are responsible for.
Yeah, we got
to
fix it.
Hey, Eric, I'd like to address the question to the gentleman who's married.
Right. Yes. Wait a minute. Whoa. Slowly roll. All right. Who keep asking me? Can he say so?
269.
Yeah.
269. Go ahead.
A couple things. Well, one of the things that, like with the brothers perceiving saying, most women are not good girlfriend or wife material. Let me offer another perspective. What if you said most women have the potential to be good girlfriends and good wives? Just that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Because let me show you something. If you're saying that most women are not good girlfriend and not good wife material, what if women are saying most men are not good boyfriend and not good husband
material?
What do you
hear nowadays? You're hearing especially.
Oh, okay. But let me say, go ahead. Then
what I'm saying is.
Because I go on a lot of black shows. And all these black women are talking about, I can't find eligible man. And what's eligible to them?
And when they're rejecting guys based on, see, this is the reason we need to communicate. Because women are using standards that are stupid. Women are using unreasonable standards. And I talk to women about this all the time.
Stupid.
It's not that their standards are too high.
You talk all the damn time.
Would you shut the hell up? Shut up!
No, I ain't shutting up.
The thing is, it's not that women's standards are too high, unreasonable,
that's very true.
Jimmy Israel wrote a book called The Denzel Principle, where he talks about a woman wants a man to drive up a 6'5" man with a Harvard degree, with $100,000 in an attaché case, in the back of the trunk of a Rolls Royce to give it to her. And see, women are expecting standards that they don't even meet. So that's the problem. Until men step up, get up off that fuzzy toilet seat, sitting down to urinate, and tell women the truth. And I agree with what the gentleman just said. Now, contained in what I say, when I say they're not, most of the women don't make good girlfriend and good marriage material, I'm talking about a pedagogic orientation. In other words, to teach women. This is a didactic enterprise here. Men have to teach women what they want them to know. In other words, women can't hear what men don't say. And what men aren't saying are the things they want from women early on. That's the problem.
All right. I like that. Charlotte. Go ahead.
Yeah, that is the communication breakdown is on the part of men.
I want to ask you this. You've had more than one woman. Did every woman you want the same thing?
Who, me? No.
No. Any other gentleman on the line?
Oh,
has every woman you ever had wanted the same thing?
No.
No, every woman wants different things, and I agree with
you. So don't put us all in the same category like we're all the same, because we're not. Thank you.
No, you just made it.
Okay, so,
Hold on.
Is she still there,
Eric? Yeah, she's there. Okay, Charlotte, can I ask you a question? And he also,
absolutely.
Okay, if we take 10 of your beautiful, amazing women, and we go to a bar, we go to any place, and I sit down with you and say, look, let's look at the things that Mr. Solution's saying. Let's see how of those 10 women, how many are going to approach 10. Good looking man, smart, intelligent man. Good man. How many of those men? Be honest with those men.
He's breaking up real bad.
Yes, you're breaking up. I can't hear you.
Okay. I'm asking, out of 10 beautiful women that are smart, intelligent, and everything, and we put 10 good looking men, how many of those women are going to approach those men?
Not too many.
There you
go. Keep
that's
making
the
same point, Stan. You keep making the same point. And I think everybody agrees that men approach women.
That's the whole problem.
Yeah.
That's the whole problem that I'm saying. If no women is approaching men, how are we men are supposed to know that you're single or not?
That's not a problem for every man, Stan.
This is the thing. That's what I want to interject, you know. This is what I'm trying to say, Stan. Some men have to get rid of the ego. Because if a woman ain't telling you what she wants, she does not like you. That's the bottom line. And you've got to lower your expectations. That's the bottom line. What I'm saying to you, that's why I said my story about the carnival, right? The first four girls, women, didn't give me no time of day. But I kept on trying. And by the end of the day, I got four numbers.
Can I add something?
I tried 12 times.
And I'll say this, it's I don't necessarily see, and I understand what Mr. Solutions is saying. I actually understand that point of, hey, why come women ain't making the first step? I understand that. But let's say that they never do. I don't see, because men do make the first step, that the potential for open communication is still not there. Even if a man approaches the woman first, if he knows how to communicate, she'll talk openly with him.
Not true at all, because that's the situation we have right now. You're describing what we have. The potential for open communication,
just because a man approaches a woman, to draw the conclusion that the potential for open communication is not there is false.
But that's what we have now, and we have the largest single rate as we've ever had. You need to think this through, which you haven't. I can easily tell. Men are doing all the effort now. If a woman who has equal power, and most of us don't understand what that really means.
You there, Joe?
Yeah, I'm here.
A woman who has equal power, and she's given the opportunity to play a game. See, most women are depressed and lonely. But what they're doing is they're sucking off of the toxic.
Look, here's the bottom line of all this. It's not about communication. Everybody thinks communication is the key. It's not. It doesn't matter about communication. If I communicate to you first, you communicate to me first. If I don't have the character, if you don't have the character, it doesn't matter about communication.
Well, you wouldn't know if a person got the character, dude. You wouldn't know if a person got character until you start communicating. So it does.
Yeah, but
I mean,
people
think I know what you mean.
Communication means that you're going to solve a problem.
If you don't
have the character, and I'm communicating with you, you are not going to change just because I'm a great communicator.
Well, but that's not what you said. You said communication is not the problem.
Well, that's true. Now, what he said is true. That's why, and I'm saying this to the other gentleman, and he's closed-minded on this issue. The issue is
men are not able to break. Oh, shit, I think you closed-minded on women altogether, if you ask me. So you ain't saying nothing.
Wait a minute. Men are not able to break women's shields. That's why we have the highest singleness rate ever.
Now,
and men are stupid.
I disagree.
Well, you can disagree, but you haven't even looked at the facts. You're ignorant to the facts.
Okay, hold up.
You're ignorant to the facts.
Everybody. Hush, quiet. All right, now, here's the question. I just heard something, and all y'all got to talking at one time, so I kind of want to know what's going on here. Look, here we go. I heard that communication is not the key. Okay, if that's the case, here's what I'm going to say. Without the communication, how do you know whether the person has the right character or not?
Right, so that's what they say.
No, people are confusing talking with communication. People think that communication means all you got to do is talk, and if the other person listens, then you've got the solution. Yes, you have to talk, and if talking is communication. Communication is more than just talking. Communication means you've got to try to persuade another person to really listen to what you've got to say so that either they change or you change. If you two cannot change.
Well, Joe, that person has to want to communicate.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
That's important.
I agree. But in order to want to communicate, you have to want to change, too.
That's right.
Joe, well, then why wouldn't you say it this way, man? Mm-hmm. It's clear that communication leads to whatever you're talking about. It's clear that talking leads to communication.
It can lead to it, but it doesn't necessarily mean
but,
that it leads.
Well, you ain't going to walk up to a woman and start doing sign language or talk.
Communication. Okay. But look, how about when people negotiate, okay? People think, well, if you negotiate and they have these little techniques, well, if you have the room hot or if you talk a certain way, you know what negotiation is all about? I got what you want. You got what I want. Let's barter.
No, but
communication
takes time.
I've got what you want, you've got what I want, and we can actually see that we can come together to get what we want, and if we can change. People do not want to change. The reason why marriages break down is because people are not doing what the other person wants them to do.
Men want a woman who is available, that will listen, and is supportive. And what I find about men don't have any standards for women that they like that they are willing to state. Most men in America are completely pussified, and that's the reason women are ruling, even
All
though
right.
mad
No, I agree with you on that. Yeah.
Supreme.
A lot of men have become gelded.
Yes, Does you say no communication? Does getting a woman's phone number count as communication?
Oh, for God's sake, everybody. Is anybody here listen to English? Because I want to say this one more freaking time. If you're talking to 10 women, okay, your status is a garbage cleaner. You're talking to 10 very good-looking women at a club. You're a garbage man, okay? Very intelligent, got 145 IQ. Your fucking salary is $25,000 a year. Well, the union's $35,000 a year. These women are gorgeous. They know they're gorgeous. How many of them are communicating?
None of them
do you think are going to be interested in you? I'll tell you.
But they will communicate.
But hold on a second. We only have a few minutes. I'm not finished. Please. Thank you very much. Let me finish. If you've gone from that status.
These niggas are mouth like bitches.
Hello.
You ain't. That's the word you said. Most of these men are here sound like bitches to me.
Like
I agree. Fuck them. Him and Mental Solution. They bitches.
Yes, shut up.
Bitches on this issue. And are bitches on the issue of defining what they want from women. You're exactly right. We are bitches.
Let me finish this point. Everybody can go back to their arguing. Yes. garbage man, ten gorgeous fucking
show
models.
Some manners.
You're going nowhere. It's
time.
You want to shut
damn.
The fuck up? Thanks. Now, you've crossed the garbage man, and all of a sudden now you're a celebrity making a million bucks a year.
All right, y'all, getting out of hand.
Okay, but please, okay.
All right, getting out of hand now. Come on.
All right, okay.
Conversation, not
women,
yell at each other.
Could you please keep quiet? Therefore, if you've gone from a garbage man to a celebrity, you've gone from nobody to a Tom Cruise or a Denzel Washington, where before a year before you were a nobody. You don't have to worry about those 10 gorgeous women because they'll be all over you. Yes or no?
Yes. And,
okay,
Jay, the reason for that is we allow it. We are bitches to allow that. We are the bitch.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Let me flip the script. Let me ask the same question.
Okay.
Joe.
Okay, I'm
here. You go into a club, you
right.
rich,
right.
and five ugly women and say that they garbage collectors, you wouldn't fuck with them.
Well, if they're well, ugly,
your
no,
point?
But if they're good-looking and they're garbage women, I would sit down and talk
but
to them.
But
if I'm
a
good-looking woman, I'm not even going to be bothered with you if you're a garbage
like,
man.
Like Joe is saying, is if you put five of them, they were garbage men, but they were beautiful, as men, we would be still looking at them. We would
you try to go get some pussy and keep it moving.
No,
you don't
no,
want
no,
an
no,
ugly CEO. You
down.
Don't want a woman that's ugly and is a CEO. Look at Janet Reno. How many men were checking for her?
Oh, for God's sake. Jesus Christ. How about the Napolitano?
A woman who's a garbage man, trust me not, guys wouldn't be saying, oh, I don't want you because you're a garbage man.
That's right. Guys pick up women all the time. If a woman looks nice, now I don't advise this because if I ask the court, she can ream you. But guys will pick up women who are less than they are all the time. Whereas women utilize what they call hypergamy, marrying up or dating up. But I'm going to say it again. Men are American men. The vast majority of American men, in fact, all American men are pretty much bitches when it comes to letting women know clearly what they want from women. Men are bitches on that issue. Yes.
Well, most men. When I got contacted on my dating site and the chick was trying to maneuver me into trying to pay for everything, even though she contacted me, I told her, whoa, slow it down. Oh, no. Uh-uh. Not happening.
That's why you ain't gonna have no woman, man. That's why you ain't.
What?
Gonna
where?
You got too much ego. You got too much ego. That's what
too
it
much
is.
Ego?
Well, the ego side.
Oh, too much
yeah,
ego.
And lower your expectations. That's why that's.
See,
only
you're not
way.
Listening because
look,
men don't
you,
have
you
men have lowered expectations when it comes to when it comes to women. Women have the higher expectations. We're a very simple thing. We see a woman who puts on all the glass, puts on the Wonder Bra. Wears the high heels, makes herself look better than she actually is, and we say, we'll give you a chance. But the same effort that goes into that glop, into that Wonder Bra, into putting on the high heels is, what, a half an hour a day. A man has to go through college or become an entrepreneur to get that same kind of attention.
That's right. And, Joe, women have unreasonable expectations because most of them never get it. Or the guys whom they do get with, those stars, they find them, F them, and leave them, and they screw them like a cum dumpster and toss them aside like a used Kleenex.
And you're touching on something there because people are not happy even when they get what they want. The whole thing about you, me, and Stan, because we've been on enough shows, is we're trying to show people how you can become a little bit happier by having your expectations more reasonable.
More balanced, absolutely. But I think this is what we need to do as men. Whether we get it or not, we need to be unified in what we want. And that's what women see, and they work their way through. Women, because of their narcissism, women are brilliant. Women see the weakness or the chinks in men's armor. And the chinks in men's armor is they're scared to ask women for anything. I made the point last night that a woman meets a man, and she has no problem bending him over and raping his wallet. But she doesn't want him to bend her over and have his way with her. But what she doesn't understand is his money is as important as her body. Why? Because he
worked.
He put his life, he put his time, he put his energies, his creativity in getting that money. And she wants it for free.
And I think Dwayne will probably agree with you, because I remember on the other show, Dwayne said, and this is because I listen to people, and Dwayne, are you still there?
No, Dwayne gone.
Oh, Dwayne. Okay, well, this is what he said. He said he got this lesson from a landlord when he first married his wife years and years and years ago. And he said, women want men to take charge, to be the leaders, but they'll fight you every step of the way.
Mm.
Now, what
makes
sense does
and
that
that's
make?
Why, as a man, when a woman is doing that, you gotta
put her in check.
Exactly. As soon as a woman does the whole fighting and disrespects you, and I think all men, I agree with Joe and Mr. Solution, men are so pussified of not having a standard for themselves, of saying, you will not treat me that way. And if you do not open, if you do not have that strength inside of you, of you will not disrespect me, and you accept it, you're done.
And see, men don't have any faith that the truth will work for them. Men are as afraid of the truth, that is to tell women what they want, as women are afraid to hear the truth.
you know what's
that?
Single men are scared of that. Single men. That's only single men are scared of the truth.
Well, if you were to ask him, see, he's invested, many men are invested in their ego wrongness. Men tend to be, Joe, I would just want to say this, men tend to be as ego-driven as women are. And when men make a decision about women, that is, it's incorporated into a man's psyche that he's got to overcome a woman's barriers, even though he can't, he's been programmed to think that he can. And instead of having the faith in the truth, and I guarantee you about 40% of that 90% of women, Joe, who you say are not good girlfriend and good wife material, it's because they've not been educated to be such.
No,
if
I
they
agree.
Heard the
yeah.
truth.
I agree with that.
I think the truth, thank you, I think the truth would have an impact upon them. But as long as we are too anally retentive to state the truth, then, of course, the lie.
I agree with you 100%.
Let me say this, Mr. Solutions. If a man is too weak, and I agree with you, if he's too weak and not to want to tell the woman the truth and tell the woman what he wants, then he don't need no damn woman.
But that's not if. Now, let me tell you this just to be accurate. You stated that as an interrogative. I'm going to state it as a declarative. It's not an if. It is an is. Men are too weak.
Well,
and that's the
no
reason
woman.
I'm like Stan. And I think Joe buys into this too, and I wish we could talk about this to conclusion. But Stan keeps, see, when you say women won't do it, that means you have no faith in the truth, and you're giving the power to the women.
Women won't do what?
Women won't
initiate. First off, you're assuming
they
it's the truth.
Who said that women won't initiate? Who said that?
Said that.
No, Mr. Solutions major thesis is that women, most women will not initiate, but they initiate on their own way.
That isn't working, Joe. I'm saying the same thing I'm saying to them. That's not working.
But here's where you and I disagree.
If the right woman walked up to you and initiated,
what you and I agree with,
things would change for you. And if she was not a narcissist,
well, Mr. Solutions, can I ask you a question? Let me ask you a question, Mr. Solutions. If a man, okay, let's say he said it's not if, it is. A man that is too weak to tell a woman what he wants and to express himself or what that, does he deserve a woman?
Most American men are dysfunctionally that way.
And do they deserve a woman?
No, they deserve a woman. They just have to clean up their act.
So
right,
then,
but
they so are they bad boyfriend material and husband material when they have that weakness?
No, well, what it is men can be good past their shyness. That is a threshold issue.
Okay.
But if the relationship could get started otherwise, like I'm going to charge you. Now, you like to talk a lot about relationships. I'm going to encourage you.
You just called a man a bitch, and you saying he deserves a woman.
But I'm going to ask you to introduce quality men and women that you know, and that will help you.
To do what? Introduce who?
You understand the situation because currently I believe that you don't understand what's going on. Either
going on
due
with what?
To your denial or the fact that you've been in a relationship for a while.
No, I'm not in a relationship. I'm happily married.
Okay, that is a relationship by definition.
Oh, okay.
So
that
I mean,
is a relationship.
Whatever I don't understand, I'm gonna keep on not understanding because I'm happily married. So whatever you say, I don't understand.
It,
I hope I never understand.
Is it joke? No, it's not
a
joke.
He gotta get to where you at.
Right. But this
Charlotte,
is what I'm saying,
Charlotte.
Mr. Hey, Mr. Solution, this is what I'm saying. Y'all are saying that most women are not good wife material. I'm asking you, if you're saying that men have weaknesses, why don't you say the same thing about them then? If
we
they
do.
Have weaknesses
I
and are bitch,
do.
Then they're not good boyfriend
no,
or husband
no, no, no,
material
no,
at that
no,
time.
No, no.
Is
we're
that
saying you're not understanding. Just because a car doesn't have good tires doesn't mean it's a bad car.
Well, then say that about a woman.
No.
This
is where you don't understand.
No, y'all don't understand.
If a woman's character is selfish, okay, then that makes her have a bad engine and transmission.
Bye.
Not always.
Hey.
But you got to understand this. If you look at the black race, it's dysfunctional. And it's dysfunctional for a reason.
Don't
leave
out the white race either.
Yeah, that's a whole different story.
That's a whole different subject, though.
No, that's not a whole different subject. That is the same subject. You just don't understand.
The dysfunction of the black community has more than to do with the black man and black woman being dysfunctional personally. That's all type of factors. So that's what I mean.
I'm telling you that, in a nutshell,
okay.
The basic dysfunction of the black community is ignorance and ego. Those are the two problems. Ignorance and ego.
I'm not saying other groups aren't dysfunctional too,
because they are, but they operate at a lesser dysfunctional level.
But the guy who's married, what's your name, sir?
Rumi Matu. Matu.
Okay, Matu. Matu. Do you believe that women here know how to treat men? Let's go with that first. In general.
Yes, in general, yes, I believe that they do. They've been misguided. And, well, see, the reason I'm answering, let me tell you why I'm answering it that way, because I'm looking at the potential. I'm not going to, in other words, I'm not going to start by saying that they're not good material, which I think that goes both ways. So if you say, do women know, if they don't, they can. Let me put it that way.
And I agree with you with that part.
Okay.
If they don't, they can't.
Okay.
But do you understand that as a man, I went to Brazil or I go to different countries, they have that, and it's not they can't, they do. In Brazil, you don't have this problem. In Brazil, women are not acting like American women. Brazil, they've been taught since, and I've met your family. I even talked to mothers over there and said, you have a beautiful daughter. How do you? And the mother talked to me and said, I taught my daughter how to treat a man since she was two.
Yeah,
it's in their brain. It's in their gene. Oh. It's in the way they're born. That's the way they are.
That's how we are in Philippines.
I've been listening and, you know, I've been putting my little two cents in. And the show today was about communication, right? Now, here's my take on this whole thing. Now, how do we expect for women to understand what we're saying if we don't understand what the hell we're saying ourselves?
Exactly.
I mean, that's
what
I
disagree with you. I don't think nobody here is not understanding what they're saying. I didn't get that from anybody.
No, I said we don't understand each other.
Or the issue. Don't understand the issue either.
Right, the issue, correct.
Well, but here's what you have to say about that now. Because there's difference in opinions, don't mean we don't understand the issue.
Yes, it does.
No,
yeah,
it does not.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because no. Because it depends on where you're viewing it from. Clearly, you guys are viewing the situation from being single men.
No, that's not true.
Well, let's
say
there's
okay,
a single versus the married. Let's say there's a single versus the
if
married.
If a man says this,
but
if a man's make a blanket statement and saying, women are not good girlfriend or good wife material, making a blanket statement like that,
that's an opinion. It's not communication.
That's okay.
That's the point. And like I said, you guys need to know the expectations. If I kept on trying to get a certain type of woman, right, and she ain't feeling with me, I'm going to go elsewhere, innit? Fuck it.
Why of
you
course keep on
you
your
can,
eyes on the
but
women,
that's not the that's not
the
topic.
The women that you don't like, that's what your problem is.
Look, anybody can play the numbers game and end up with somebody somewhere. I mean, you know, there's a soulmate waiting for you somewhere.
But
the thing
that
is that what we're talking about is the general attitude of women and the general attitude of men. Why aren't they getting along? The thesis tonight or today is about, well, it's communication, which I happen to heartily disagree with.
And to come back to you, what he's saying also.
That is your grievance. That is your beef.
That is my opinion.
Woman that
yes.
you
right.
But, but that is,
so
and to come
want?
Back to Joe, it is not
why
normal that single men and single women can be
that
together.
Got,
it is more hard, and I'm going to tell that again. It is more hard to find a single woman who wants a man than ever. It, I have more chance getting the lottery than finding a single woman who's a good woman.
Those women don't like you. That's
a lot.
No,
it's not just because
they
do or don't like any particular individual. The attitude of women today, and you can listen to this on Blog Talk Radio. This is the quicksand where you can go from link to link to link very easy. You don't even have to leave your PC, right? You don't have to go outdoors. The thing is, women will say, I'm independent and strong. I don't even need a man anymore.
Yeah, but that's just some women.
Yeah. That would be just a blanket statement, though. I guess
the
point
around here will like stats for me and Rich.
Okay, Joe.
Yeah.
I guess this is the general statement I'm trying to make. If a man is starting from the premise
that
a woman is not good girlfriend material or good wife, how is communication possible if you're starting with that as your foundation?
Because since that is the foundation, you do need communication, but you have to have the person willing to change, the man and the woman, to recognize that some things which they've believed in the past is counterproductive. Women are the architects, I've said this a million times, of their own self-destruction. We have to get through to them, yes, through communication, but communication is more than just sitting down and talking to them. It requires hours and hours of goddamn conversation.
So are you starting with the same premise that men are not good boyfriend and good husband material? Are you starting with the same premise with men?
No, I say 25% of men. I say 25% of men are lousy relationship and marriage material. I say 75% of men, if they found a good woman, would appreciate her. And I'm saying 95% to 99% of women, if they find a good man,
they
would not know what to do with them.
Okay.
It's a perfect example. Just want to come back. Remember, Joe? Joe and me went to a show and we asked one of the person who was there. We said, out of 1,000 men, how many men of them would be good? She said, I could find maybe 10 good men. But she wouldn't even, out of 1,000 men, she couldn't find one good man out of 1,000 men. And we were shocked. We were like, wait a minute. You're telling me out of 1,000 men, that means you can't find one that's good for you? Not even one?
I'm going to talk to her again tonight.
It
may be too late, but you guys should have this wiseacre Chef Rob call in and give a solution and see if he has any innovative ideas. I'm assuming this is a man. He's talking shit in the chat room.
Oh, somebody in the chat room, let me get there.
Remember when we went to that show and we asked that woman out of 1,000 men,
right,
can't find one that's good?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, do you know Chef Rob, Eric?
Huh?
Yeah, have him call in and offer a solution. He's acting like a little infant in the chat room throwing barbs. Let him call in with his brilliant mind and offer a solution to the issue.
And the person,
all right, Rob, the challenge has been offered. I am extending the show for a little bit, so y'all continue on.
Cool.
Okay, that's where I have a problem. If a woman comes to me and I say, 1,000 guys come to you and approach, you can't find one. I'm sorry, as a man, 1,000 women, I need them, I will find easily at least one good woman. That is for sure.
That's because women don't know what they want. Their standards are unreasonable. They're not too high, they're unreasonable. They're unrealistic.
Stan's expectations are
Hey, Stan. This is Matt too. I'm gonna say something, man. If you're saying that you're a good man or whatever, you know, I take your word for that. But it sounds like you study harping on you can't find a good woman. Man, I'm having a hard time buying that, man. Where you looking at? The where you at? You standing outside the liquor store? Where you looking at them for? Where you looking for them at?
Hey, Matu, have you ever introduced a man and a woman? Do you do that?
You mean that?
Have you ever introduced a quality man and woman whom you know?
To each other? Have I introduced them to each other? No, sir. No.
Okay, why don't you do that? Because I can see a clear non-understanding regarding this issue. Now, you found the woman that you are married to, but I would just ask you to take a moment and reach outside of yourself. And it's fine you're talking.
No.
But try and introduce a quality man and woman whom you know.
I don't need to, bro.
At least you'll be the solution as opposed to being part of the problem.
Listen. If I never do that, I'm going to say this.
If you never do it, you're insincere.
If you never do it
and you're talking about the issue, you're insincere.
I agree with you, I agree. And where I disagree, I disagree. Now, you can say what you want to say about me not understanding the issue. Hey, I'm going to sleep good, hugged up to my wife tonight. So, I mean, what you talking about?
The thing is this, you're not following through where you should.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, where I agree with you, I agree. Where I disagree,
you just said that,
I disagree.
All I'm saying is, if you won't introduce a quality man and woman, you're not following through. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, okay. So next.
All right.
And a man has to do it self. So
that's right. You get your ass out there and find you a woman.
You gotta stand on your own 2 feet.
Talk about, why don't you shut your ass up and go and be with your wife? Because your information is useless.
Why don't you make me?
He was talking to me. Mr. Solutions was talking to me.
Charlie, you clearly don't know what you're talking about. Just shut up.
I don't care, Mr. Whoever.
Charlotte, I'm saying this in love. I know you add a little spice just in terms of tonal quality.
Yeah. But
like I kept on saying, Mr. Solutions can always come back to the show. It is not normal that a single man has a hard time finding a quality woman.
Well, just stay single then, dude.
And see, that's what I'm saying. A guy like this doesn't have any answers, so he resorts to these little
answers to what? Okay, but first of all, you keep saying that.
Being flippant now.
Let me tell you something about Mr. Solutions.
First
of all, 90% of his talk is analysis. It's not answers. It's analysis.
Okay, analysis is what
needs
to
answer. I'm not saying nothing wrong with analysis, but when somebody disagrees with you, the first thing you say is they're not offering solutions. Now,
no,
if you ask me a specific,
you're not following through.
If you ask me a
specific, you're not going to do a damn thing.
If you ask me a specific question, then you say give me a solution to that, then I would. But
how would you? Okay,
I want to go find a quality man and a quality woman and introduce them.
How would you suggest?
First, you got to find your own self a woman to introduce yourself to.
Why don't you shut up and let me? How would you advise men and women to get over their current communication barrier?
First, they need to introduce themselves and begin to talk and get to know each other. That's where that starts at.
I agree. That's what I said. Women need to participate in the introductory process.
When you said that, I agreed with that. When you said that, I said I agree.
Okay, we agree on that.
Okay.
Again,
I'd like them to do more than just when they come up to you and when they I'd like them to say more than what do you do. They don't even want to know your name. They want to know what you do first. What do you do?
That's true.
She don't like you.
They don't like me. They would be coming up.
The reason is because she's been trained to do that. She's been trained to operate against her best interest. Her questions, her attitudes, her behavior all work against her. And so what we're doing right now, and I can see we're in the infancy stage
However, we are evolving slowly, but nevertheless, we are evolving. So what will happen is more women will hear this, and some of them will change as a result of it. Some women will recognize their ineffectiveness and deficiency in this area of communicating with men, and they will make efforts to change it, and that's a good thing.
Well, if the men are the pussyfied ones, Mr. Solution, why not talk to them?
Well, I am. I'm talking to pussyfied men.
Okay. Well, but you're always telling the woman, well, she needs to, if the men are the bitches and the pussyfied ones, then you need to be doing the show specifically them. How to communicate, how to be strong, how to talk and say what you want. That's what the show needs to be about, not the woman communicating.
Yeah,
but
we're doing that now.
That
is all included in what we're doing right now. We are all spending, and I appreciate this, by the way, we're all spending our quality time talking about a very serious issue. This is a very, because look here, if men and women can't form strong bonds, then, of course, you can't form relationships, healthy, enduring relationships, nor can you form communities, nor can you form businesses.
Agreed.
So if you fail at this crucial area, you fail throughout the entire process.
Agreed.
And even if a man is strong and not a bitch, it's not normal that a man, and I don't think I'm a bitch, I don't think I have things like that, I have no problem approaching women, that I'm very disappointed when it comes with single women.
Let me say this, and I mean this in a limited scope. It's not about your approaching women. We already see that's not effective. What we are talking about now is how to get women to share that important responsibility. That's where men tend to be weak. Sure, men will approach all day, but they are oblivious to the fact that they're approaching someone who's not interested in their approach doesn't work.
But if women did the same thing would happen.
Pardon?
If women did it, the same thing would happen. They would find that the man that they're approaching wouldn't be interested in them either.
Okay, why do you say that, Joe? Explain that.
Well, because when women approach
that.
Me
I
and they don't like
that.
Them, nothing's going to happen.
If women approach men, something will happen.
That's exactly what I've been saying. She don't like you. You ain't getting nothing. She ain't going to tell you what she likes. She ain't going to tell you nothing.
This is the point. Either we try it that way, which we haven't, or we just continue in the insane
direction.
Well,
the reason why we have
the major
problems we have today isn't because who's initiating what in terms of the conversation. Now, when you get into a relationship, but one of the other constant complaints from men is that the women don't initiate sex, they don't initiate trying to make decisions, they don't initiate a few other components. But the initiation at the very beginning, yeah, we would like it, but when it happens, it's not going to be, I don't even think, a major component in trying to solve the problem. The problem is we believe and we have certain beliefs, plus we are not willing to change, neither men nor women. Once we get beyond the unrealistic expectations, mainly posed by women, and if once we start seeing ourselves, again, Rich, you brought up a point about men with their egos, women have egos, if we can take a look beyond the egos and say, you know what, I should change in order to make myself more pleasing to my mate.
But, Joe, you just brought up a point. You said that if the women would approach that 75% of good men, the men would have a viable relationship with her. You just
it's not about the approaching the 75% good men. I said if they got together.
Okay, how would they get together?
Then the men who would be approaching them.
Okay. Well, look here, let me say this. If women were more open to men's approach, if women were more sincere and reasonable, I don't have a problem doing whatever works.
Neither
but
do
if
I.
Women
okay. yeah.
not approaching,
right.
and if women are rebuffing the men who approach them, then of the three ways that people meet each other, they have just eliminated two-thirds. And then if you don't have the referrals, which is the intelligence of a third party introducing A and B, you're three strikes out.
I like that idea, too, because you've used it, and I think it's a good idea. If a person who does know me and does know what my type is And exactly. They, right. And if they can intelligently find a woman of my type, well, you know, and get us together, I think it's a good idea.
Right. That would be intelligent. It would mean that a person cares about you. It would mean that they prioritize relationships. And that's what I was trying to tell the other gentleman. Well, of course, he said he agreed, so that's what I was trying. And let me tell you, a lot of people don't have the stomach for real discussion, because in real communicating, you have storming, forming, and norming. You've got to storm the issues. These are delicate and difficult issues that haven't been dealt with in most of our lives.
True.
So we're going to have to go ahead and peel at least one layer of this onion back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All right. All right. Well, that's going to be it, y'all. We're going to close it down on that right there.
All right, Eric. Well, thank you for letting me get my butt kicked.
You did all right.
And much love to you, E.J.
Okay. Thank y'all.
Good
show. Appreciate it.
Bye. Good evening.
All right, y'all.
Right, goodbye, all. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
All right, y'all, another great show. Another great show. Hey, I want to thank all my callers, Stan, Supreme, Mr. Solution, Maytu, Dwayne, Joe, Charlotte, Andy, you know, all y'all, man. I want to really thank y'all, and I think y'all did a wonderful job today. Wow. All right, y'all. As Mr. Solution say, this just the first layer. We got a whole lot more to go. But guess what? We're going to make it happen. So be looking for more of these type of shows coming up, because we sure have fun when they happen. All right. Well, until then, y'all, check this out. I'll be on the air tomorrow, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time for What Fun Friday, because it is Friday. And y'all know I have to get my fun in, too. I let y'all have all y'all fun during the week, so I have to get mine on Friday night. But anyway, hey, but you're more than welcome to join me. All right? Well, other than that, y'all, you know, it's time for me to get up out of here. So y'all have a good one, and I'll see y'all tomorrow. Y'all have fun. Hey, don't forget to hug that someone special and tell them you love them and appreciate them. Y'all thought I was going to forget, didn't you? Well, I didn't. All right, until then, I'm out.